This is a Dave and Strauss, one of the Agriculture and Natural Resource Agents from the K State Research and Extension Wildcat District of Crawford, Labette, Montgomery, and Wilson Counties with your K State Research and Extension report. Last week, I talked about the different types of voles in Kansas and how their populations can fluctuate if they have an ideal habitat. For those who might not be familiar with voles, voles are small mammals that live throughout Kansas. Sometimes they are referred to as meadow mice. Voles are compact rodents with short tails, stocky bodies, big heads, and short legs. Their eyes are small and ears are partially hidden. They are usually brown or gray, but colors can vary widely. Today, I will be discussing what voles eat and how you can identify damage that has been caused by voles. Voles eat a variety of plants such as grasses, legumes, and crops. In horticultural plantings such as flower and shrub plantings, orchards, and lawn and gardens, voles can cause damage by eating flower buds, clipping grass stems, girdling stems of woody plants, and gnawing roots. Meadow and prairie voles construct surface runways that can be recognized by closely clipped vegetation that provides travel lanes under ground cover. The runways are usually hidden beneath a protective layer of grass or other dense ground cover. Small holes lead to underground runways and nesting areas. Gnaw marks about 1/8 of an inch wide and 3/8 of an inch long are found on trees or woody vegetation. Usually, it is not necessary to distinguish between the species to control the damage. Signs of prairie and meadow voles are found mostly above ground, such as trails in the grass and grass clippings, and feces at the base of large clumps of grass. Feces may be brown or green in color, shaped like wheat grains, and are frequently left in small piles. Surface runways at ground level usually lead to entrance holes, which are about 1.5 inch in diameter. Girdling of the tree at ground level will reveal paired grooves left by chisel-like teeth. Girdling completely around the tree trunk will kill the tree, so any indication of above-ground damage is cause for instituting a control program. Rabbits also chew on trees, but the girdling begins several inches above the soil surface. Rabbits have much larger incisor teeth than voles, which will be reflected in the size of the grooves of the girdled tree. Rabbit damage can be controlled with a plastic tree guard, but these devices will not prevent damage from prairie or meadow voles. Voles do not commonly invade homes and should not be confused with the house mouse. House mice are smaller in size than voles, have large ears, and a longer tail. This has been a Dave and Strauss with your K-State Research and Extension report.